We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Our guest at this time is, in my personal opinion, the best college football insider out there. From the Action Network, Brett McMurphy joined us to talk about a bunch of things, including Mike Tomlin's comments from a few hours ago on his name being linked to the USC and LSU openings. Brett, you've watched that response from Tomlin. What did you make of it?
It was hysterical. It was funny how he took it as an insult. I didn't view it as an insult. And it obviously came from Carson Palmer, the former Heisman Trophy winner at USC. And, you know, he probably has some knowledge that some other folks don't. And just because you're being considered as a candidate doesn't mean that you would take the job or you would leave. I thought it was refreshing, actually, because so many times you see coaches come out and kind of dance around it, and I'm just focused on this week and all that other, you know, PR stuff you hear every week and your eyes roll back in your head. But he came out and made it pretty clear, you know, and I loved it, to be honest.
Brett, what is Carson Palmer's credibility in terms of what he might know about USC's internal discussions about Mike Tomlin? Is he someone that you think you trust what he says about that job opening?
Well, I would say, he is going to have, and look, I don't know this, you know, every job opening, they've got a, you know, there's an athletic director, there's a president, there's usually board of regents, there's some kind of group of individuals who are in charge of kind of identifying the top candidates, and then there's one or two people that then say, okay, this is our guy, let's go get the guy. So I'm sure Carson's in a group of people that are, you know, throwing out prospective candidates that SC should pursue. When he said that on the Dan Patrick show on Monday,
yeah,
I could tell by his reaction when Patrick said, Mike Tomlin, that hadn't been out there yet. Carson was like, oh, it hasn't? Like, Carson realized, if you watched that video on Dan Patrick yesterday, that he screwed up.
Yeah.
That he put it out there. Now, again, that does not mean Tomlin has any interest. That does not mean Tomlin has floated his name out. It just means, to me, is that that's somebody that USC would consider, and it got out there. And then Tomlin's reaction, I think, was more that, you know, I would never take this job, you know, so forth, so on. When I looked at it, is SC's looking at potential candidates, and they'd love to have somebody like Mike Tomlin. And Mike Tomlin made it very clear that will never happen. But we've also heard Nick Saban say when he was with the Dolphins, I'm not going to Alabama, and then he goes to Alabama. I'm not saying Tomlin's lying.
Right.
I'm just saying, you know, until they fill the position, if you don't believe Mike Tomlin, you're going to have you're going to wait till they official hire somebody before you think that he's not a candidate anymore.
The best college football insider in the business from the Action Network, Brett McMurphy, is our guest. What we've wondered here in Pittsburgh, Brett, is, so if, you know, USC is casting this wide net and they even spend time, more than 1 second, thinking about Mike Tomlin, why would he be the NFL head coach whose name gets brought into that conversation? Like, Tomlin brought up Sean Payton and Andy Reid today. Like, why wouldn't they look at Sean McVay? Like, if they're looking at just great NFL head coaches because their job is so prestigious and good, why is Tomlin, in your opinion, the NFL head coach who gets his name brought into that?
I can't answer that because Carson Palmer's the one that threw the name out. They may be looking at all 30 NFL coaches.
Yeah.
And that's the first one that came to mind. So could they be looking at other NFL coaches? Possibly. You know, you'd have to ask Carson that. I have
okay.
no idea.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if you knew more to the USC.
Yeah, no, I don't know. And they may think he's more attainable than some of these other NFL coaches. I can't speak for
Well, then let's talk about the other coach in town that people do think is seriously considering USC and LSU, James Franklin. Brett, I mean, I don't know if you saw him today. He's so flustered. Yeah. He's trying to do his take one game at a time thing, and he's getting the name of the team they're playing wrong. He's still mentioned in Illinois, and he said they're going to the Big House on Saturday when they're going to Ohio State. So, you know, give us your take right now and read on the James Franklin situation.
Hey, look, I've been in situations where I didn't know what day of the week it was or what town I was in. So, you know, look, he misspoke. That happens to all of us. The difference is when we do it, it's not on Twitter or YouTube for a million people to see. You know, I believe I've known him since he's been at Vanderbilt. I think he's one of the best coaches around, and that's a compliment to Penn State and to the job he's done. And when you are that successful, your name's going to get brought up for a lot of jobs. I certainly think he is a candidate for both of those openings. With that being said, I can't sit here and tell you 100% that Franklin would accept both or either of those jobs. It's a personal decision. It's not like 10 years ago you had to make a jump from school A to school B, because that's where you were going to make your money. Now, pretty much all these guys are making the same amount of money. Now, true, there's difference between what Saban and Jimbo Fisher are making compared with some of the others that are further down the food chain, if you will. Mm-hmm. But again, you don't have to make a jump to get a significant amount of money. So it all comes down to a personal decision for James Franklin. I'm not going to sit here and tell you I know what that decision is, but I do certainly think that if he wanted to be the next coach at USC, or he wanted to be the next coach at LSU, I think he would have a better chance, a better than 50-50 chance to get either one of those jobs. But again, I can't tell you if he wants those jobs or not. Well, that's something only he can answer, and obviously that's not something he will answer or ever answer until they introduce a new coach and he's the new coach, or they've gone another direction.
Well, Brett, do you connect the dots like a lot of people do, that if he wasn't interested in LSU or USC, he could have answered the questions the way that Tomlin answered the question today?
No, because that's not, I mean, everyone says that, you know, well, if you're not it, why don't you just come out and say that? But it's, you know, you're kind of pointing, you're kind of painting yourself in a corner. And also, I think part of it is because he's being honest, and I'm not saying he's being dishonest by not answering. But if I ask you, hey, are you considering going across town or to another city to work for another station? And you're like, hey, man, I'm just, you know, I'm focused on this job here. I'm happy here. You know, it's like, well, why didn't you say you'd never go to that other job? You know, so I kind of ask other people, what would they do that too? It's easy for people to say that, but also, look, this is America. If you have a job and somebody else is offering you what's perceived as a better job that may be in a better location, that may pay you more money, that you may have more benefits than you have at your current job, why wouldn't you listen to that? Why wouldn't you take a look at that? 99% of the people on the face of the earth would do that. Yet college coaches, if they don't come out and do a Mike Tomlin, they're like, oh, look, he wants to leave. He's trying to leave. I kind of take all that with a grain of salt.
Brett McMurphy, College Football Insider, the Action Network, is with us. Do you look at Kenny Pickett as a real Heisman Trophy candidate right now?
Real candidate, yes. In the top three right now, no.
Okay.
I think he's, and Vegas has put out their odds, he's actually fourth, which is incredible based on where he was to start the year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, look, I'm one of the 5 million people in America that have a Heisman vote. It would be quicker to name the people that don't have a vote. It's grown so big. And I say that because I feel like the Heisman has become the best player on the best team award. And the reason why I'm saying that, I think it's going to be difficult for Kenny to win it, because when you look at the rest of Pitt's schedule, there are not any marquee games on there where he can have his, quote, Heisman moment. There's no ranked opponents left. He could get somebody in the ACC title game. But you look at the three people in front of him, you know, Bryce Young at Alabama still has LSU to play, still has Auburn, still has the SEC title game. C.J. Stroud at Ohio State, they've got Penn State this week, they've got Michigan, possibly the Big Ten title game. Matt Corral at Ole Miss has Auburn and Texas A&M. So all the three biggest contenders that Kenny's going against are playing anywhere from 2 to 3 ranked teams. That's going to be primetime television. That's going to be the majority of Heisman viewers watching those games. And so it's going to be hard for Kenny to win it. Can he get a trip to New York? Absolutely. I just think right now, though, because the perceived, at least by Vegas, the three favorites right now, all have more opportunities on national TV. Well, every game's on national TV, but, you know, more marquee ranked opponents, primetime opportunities, they're going to have a better chance to kind of showcase what they're doing. Really, the only way that anybody like in Kenny's position can win this thing is if what he does is just, you know, light years better than anybody else.
Yep.
And right now, I mean, you know, you can shake the stats up in a hat and pull them out, and you can spin it whatever you want. But basically, they're pretty similar for everybody. One guy may have a better QBR rating, another guy better completion percentage, better, you know, numbers against ranked opponents. Whatever. You could throw out whatever you want.
Sure.
To benefit whatever candidate you want. But bottom line is, they're pretty much all very similar. They all have great – they're all great quarterbacks. They're all on teams with one or two losses. And they're all on teams that potentially will be playing for a conference championship. I just think because of the weakness of the ACC, hurts Kenny to have a shot to kind of leapfrog some of these guys, because quite simply, I don't think the majority of Heisman voters will lock in on him when those other three candidates will be playing in higher profile games down the stretch.
Brett, what happens to Pitt? Where do they end up if they win out and finish the regular season with a 12-1 record, in your opinion?
Yeah, it's funny. I do a podcast came out this morning, actually, and for Action Network. And one of the questions I was asked is, okay, last spot for the playoff, hypothetical, 12-1 Georgia, who loses the SEC title, versus 12-1 Pitt, which wins the ACC title.
Yep.
And don't shoot the messenger. But this is how I think the selection committee would view that. It basically, in that scenario, Pitt would have beaten one ranked team, whoever that would be, in the ACC title game. And then Georgia would have only had one win against a ranked opponent. And it's the when the current rankings are. It's not when the game was played. So, you know, both teams would have beat Clemson. Clemson's not ranked anymore, so they don't count as a ranked win. Georgia would have had a win over Auburn if they're still ranked. Both teams would have won at Tennessee. And then Georgia would have lost to Alabama. So basically, their quality wins are about the same. One ranked opponent. They both played Power 5 schedules exclusively, except for non-conference, a couple of games. But the bottom line in it, bottom line, when you're breaking down 12-1 Georgia, 12-1 Pitt, is Pitt won the ACC. Again, the committee would say, okay, but this is a really bad year for the ACC. But still, they won the conference. That's worth something. However, when you compare the two losses, I think that would give Georgia the edge, because Georgia would have lost to a top two or three Alabama team that wins the SEC, that goes on to the playoff. Unless Georgia loses 50-3 or something, which I don't think would happen. And then Pitt, of course, lost to a MAC team that is, you know, hovering around 500 right now, I think. Yeah, they're over five. Okay, they're 5-3, so they're 500 MAC team. So I think ultimately the committee would pick one loss Georgia over an ACC champion Pitt, and I'm sure the outcry is, well, how come this would happen? I thought the committee values conference championships. Absolutely they do, but as you know probably better than I do, it was only a few years ago that Penn State won the Big Ten, and they got bypassed for the playoff too.
Yep. Washington got in, even though they didn't play anybody in the out-of-conference. Brett, you're the best. Thank you so much. Appreciate it, man. You have a good one.
All right. Thank you.
Yep. Brett McMurphy, one of my favorite college football insiders. Had a ton there. He thinks if James Franklin wants USC or LSU, there's a better than 50-50 chance he gets one of those jobs.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.